Parshas Behar B'chukosai. So the pasuk starts Im B'chukosai Telechu, and a famous amount of Chazal that say we're talking about Amelos B'Torah. One of the Chazal in the over here is it says Im B'chukosai Telechu Melamed Shehamokoy Misave Sheyu Yisrael Amelos B'Torah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has kaviyochla taiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu misave that Klal Yisrael should be amal b'teira. It's an extraordinary lashon. I mean, why dafke over here, of all the places? It's not the pshat just that it's a very big mitzvah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it more than anything else. That would be impossible to say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki'ilu, if you like this flavor a little bit better, so you want this or that. If you're talking about a certain nekuda in the inyan of amelus that is a especially it's melamed HaKadosh Baruch Hu's misave is especially said for this, and hard to understand what that inyan is. The goyin has a few rayas. In other words, the goyin asks how did Chazal know, and the goyin has his rayas and so on and so forth. The Goyen's rayas are just the digduk haloshen. How do you know that it's going, that the taiv is on this inyan from the pasuk? But the answer, in fact, why it is that Amelos B'Torah is the inyan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's misave needs to have a havana. Also, the famous Chazal and a bunch of different Chazals in places that's talking about Amelos B'Torah, we're in the loshen of the Teilechu, is there at all an understanding of where is Amelus expressed in the word Teilechu? Another inyan on Halicha, it says in Shmois, it says Vayelchu Vayasu Bnei Yisrael, they went, they did what they were told to do. So the Mechilta says Litin Schar LaLicha VaLitin Schar LaSiya, that there's a Schar FaLicha and Schar FaSiya. You find the concept of halicha as being worthy of schar. Schar halicha is famous. Lechura, and we'll find the many more places where halicha is singled out as worthy of schar. So every effort that a person makes, I mean, it says the fum saira agris. If a person has to lift up something, to if a person has to knead the dough for matzah with his hands, and it's a lot of hard work, so he'll get schar for that. If a person has to do any pa'ula that's difficult for him, he gets schar. You know, halicha at the end of the day is only a means to get the mitzvah. So just like a person has to knead dough to get matzah, a person has to weave wool to get tzitzis, a person has to do different activities, and the schars and everything. Why is halicha singled out as the pu'ula which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives schar? One more inyan where you see, one more point of many where you see that there's a special inyan in the halicha especially. The Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar Akev speaks about the schar. It says v'hoye ekev tishmun. So the Rebbe Bechaya says it's talking about mitzvahs ha'ekev. Lehazhir al mitzvahs ha'ekev. V'hoye ekev tishmun is a special azhara that we have to be careful in mitzvahs ha'ekev, which means the walking, the going, the schar halicha. So halicha is kaveya for itself a parasha of ma'isa mitzvah that is distinct from the ma'isa mitzvah. Obviously, if a person is going to daven, so the going itself is not davening, and yet halicha as a pu'ula is distinct from doing something with his hands, doing something, using forethought, how to get someplace, using his eyes. I mean, every mitzvah a person does requires a whole bunch of different preparations. So, of all of the different activities, halicha is the one that's singled out. Voya ekev tishmun. There's mitzvahs ha'ekev. That's how Rebbe Mordechai describes it. There's a parasha in every mitzvah. There's a parasha called mitzvahs ha'ekev, and that is the halicha sheboy. So, besides the walking, so to speak, to get there. How else? If a person has tefillin next to him, is there also schar halicha? Is there not schar halicha? Where does the world of schar halicha come in? How do we describe it that it fits more than just a physical act of walking and so on? So let's start with a chazal. It's a medrash in Dvarim Rabba. It says that lecha al demala otzel hakem drecheha, that Shlomo HaMelech advises the person, the lazy person, to go to an otzel and to a nemala and to learn to learn from the nemala all of its ways and so on and so forth. And so Chazal elaborate a little bit about what a nemala is. It says a nemala lives for a half a year, for shisha chadashim, because it's a spineless creature and so on and so forth. And a nemala eats in that time a chita v'chetzi, v'machza. And it stores an extraordinary amount of chita. Chazal give tremendous amounts that they found stored and in a very seichelig way. Let's stop there a second. L'chura, that means that what the nemala is doing is counterproductive. What the nemala is doing is a mishagas. If someone were to ask me, this person worked hard all his life, and because he was so industrious, he worked 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, for 80 years of his life, he saved up $10 million for what? I mean, is that a maile chiyuvis? The nemala lives only a half a year. It needs a chita v'chetzi, and it has a whole silo of tevuah. No, that's the best raya. That's Jesus is not good. What are Chazal proving from it? And the Chazal go on and they add something strange. V'kol kach lama. Why is that? Because the nemala says to herself, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be goyzer chayim on me. So first of all, I mean, Chazal don't know what the nemala is thinking. Nemalas don't think. Nemalas don't have any the philosophical introspection on the world. What do Chazal mean that the nemala does it because she says maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be goyzer chayim on me? What does it mean the nemala says that? And is it, again, is it a seichel digazach? Is it something that makes sense? That's what a person should think. A person who's 90 and he has millions of dollars in the bank and he refuses to buy himself a new pair of shoes that he needs, he'll say, because you know what? He keeps working to earn money. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make me immortal. It's not an hugger that seichel in any way backs up. Doesn't make any sense. And Chazal here are being megala. They're being megala a certain nekud and a certain mid over here, which is the teichin of zrizus. When we talk, when the kadmonim want to classify a bal chayim, when they give the sweeping classification of all objects in the world, and they say domeim, tsomeach, chai, and medaber. Chai is a living animal. The word chai for a living animal is also referred to as misnoea. If you want to distinguish between plants that are living to animal life that's living, what's the distinction between a plant and animal? The distinction lies in the fact that an animal moves. So a plant is only tsomeach, whereas a chai is misnoea. That definition of tnua, that movement is the hallmark of Bal Chai, needs some sort of hesber, because we all understand that we're trying to define here essential qualities. If we're trying to define the great divide between the Tzemer and the Chai, If halicha is only a pe'ula, I mean, the walking is just a hechetimtza for the tzomeach to get for the animal to get what he needs. So it's better suited for getting food. The mashal madav adayim. Let's say you have plants that survive on things that you know, on fertilizer. Let's say you have like these fly trap plants that they can snap their jaws shut on a fly that comes in. So it's definitely better suited to getting food. So you're telling me that a plant can get food only by where it is, it's stuck. A balchai can actually walk around and get food. So it's a sophisticated, if that's the difference, so a chai is a better model, it's plants 2.0. It's a plant that doesn't need to wait for the gardener to come around with the water and the fertilizer. It can walk over and help itself to water and fertilizer. So fine, that's definitely a much better setup for the plant. But we, I mean, why don't you talk about seichel, about something, about the nefesh? I mean, why is tenua the defining point of a bal chai? What is the tenua? So bal karchach, the tenua is not the fact that by walking, we can go and get the water or the food that we need. That's not, that nekuda of tenua is not the nekuda that makes the difference between a balchai and a tzomeach. That's not the distinguishing feature. It's much deeper than that. And let's dehear it. When a tzomeach is something which exists because it exists. In other words, the tzomeach has no rutzen of chius. The instinct for survival doesn't exist within a tzomeach, because just like a domain sits there bidmama and it doesn't develop, and it has no, there is no expression of it wanting to be. The rock is there as long as it's there. When the wind comes and the sea comes and so on, it washes it away and wears it down. A tzomeach, internally, it reacts and develops. But there is no drive within a tzomeach to push it to grow, to want life. If the sun comes and the water comes and the fertilizer comes, it thrives. If it doesn't come, it dies, it wilts. Because there's no, in other words, there is no drive to exist. A bal chai has in himself the desire to live. And therefore, it makes life for itself. If it doesn't find food here, it goes there. If it doesn't find water here, it goes there. If the energy is on this side, it goes the other place. The chai is driven to live, and the rutz in a chayim expresses itself in the koyach of tenua, in the fact that it's moving beyond, it's pushing. That's the elementary nekuda of drive, ambition, rutzen. Different, I find the same thing. So in other words, if we're to ask ourselves, what is tenua? What's motion when it's coming to define a balchai? We will say that motion is the expression of the balchai's drive to live. Chazal says, lech lecha el aretzcha, lech el aretz, me aretzcha el aretz, asher eka. So, Sfarim say that Aretz is called Aretz because it Miloshin Rotzen, that it was, it Rotzen, it wanted to do Rotzen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ritza and Aretz are both expressions of Rotzen. Lech Lecha LaAretz Asher Eka means begin to move with the Rotzen to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, Eretz Yisrael is the makom of a specific type of rotzen. Eretz Yisrael is acquired by the lech lecha shaboy. So the koyach hachius and the koyach hatnua is the koyach that describes a chai. There's a meiri in chivat tshuva. When he speaks about the koach of halicha, he says that balei dikduk, he says, are say that halicha doesn't just mean halicha. That say that when it says in the pasuk vayelach vayasa, vayelach this, all the times that it says halicha in the pasuk, it doesn't, the halicha lashon kodesh takes on the idiom of let's do this, nelech v'nase. So the nelech is almost an idiom kemat without meaning l'chura. Or when the pasuk describes vayelchu vayasus, what is vayelchu? Besides, of course, they did what they had to do. They took their coats, they put them on, they put them off. I mean, what's the vayelchus? So the Meiri says that the baledikduk, the hair in the word vayelchu, a certain zrizus of ha'inyan, like it says in the pasuk l'chu neranina. In other words, l'chu means that you want to do something bezrizus. Zrizus is that quality where there's an expression of rutzen mitzad the pnim of the person. So when a person does things sluggishly, he's in response mode. The person does it, okay, I'm hot, I move a little bit aside for the shade. I'm cold, I huddle a little bit to become warm. There's no proactive sense of my inner chiyus driving to want to do something or want to be somebody or anything like that. So zrizus, halicha, are both expressions of chayim. The mid of zrizus is a mid of something that's living. The mid of not zrizus, of shiflus or atzlus, is an expression of something that's plant-like. In other words, there's no rutzen, and consequently, there's very little chiyus in the person and what he's doing. That's the Pshat in Chazal. The Nemola, and it's also Sfarim say to Gevaldik Deher, a Nemola is a living barrier. A living barrier mitzad itself lives forever. V'chai lo'ilam, a person was born to live forever. Chiyus is a koyach that has no hefsik. And a person has no reason to feel mitzadis koyach achius that there's any reason for it to stop. The nemola is not, it's not an expression of a miscalculated expectation, a life expectancy, a badly miscalculated life expectancy on the part of nemola. The nemola is expressing its koyach achius. Koyach Achius doesn't recognize the boundary of the half a year, the arbitrary boundary of a half a year that life has been cut to. So b'meila mitzad, it's Koyach Achius the Nemola keeps doing. It's more than that. We asked, I mean, what kind of, what do you bring a raif Nemola, how much it does when it doesn't even eat up a umpteenth bit of it? The Nemola is not working to satisfy its hunger pangs. A person, the otzel also eats. When he's hungry, he goes to the closest refrigerator, opens the closest drawer, and takes the food and eats it. So that's not different than a plant drawing water with its roots from the closest available water source. That's not, so the nemola, if the nemola was stocking up food in order to meet its needs, this would be, the nemola is a failure. But a nemola has in itself the koyach achius of zrizus. It is koyach achius. The nemola works and produces because its metzias is to be proactive. That's what the otzel has to learn from the nemola. That chayim and the bria is not bounded by reacting to needs. It's a proactive force expressing the atzmius of the person and his drives and everything about it. Let's go back to the inyanim, to the points that we raised. Halicha in the world of mitzvahs and the world of koyach adam, halicha does not express hechatimtzis. In other words, we have to get someplace. I take a car and I drive there. It's close. I walk. I need to do something for it. I'll do it. In the world of Echetimtzis, in the Lefum Tzair Agra, in the world of Machshiri Mitzvah, Machshiri Mitzvah, Machshiri Mitzvah. there is absolutely not any special inyan in machshir mitzvah. Machshir mitzvah are not doicha Shabbos. Adab, I have a little bit of a kashna. It says machshir mitzvah not doicha Shabbos. The Gemara says that at first, Gemara Brachas, when I forgot who it was, used to see the Rabbanan running on Shabbos to the shir, he used to think the machal Shabbos. Then he heard that it says, then he realized the pasuk Nelcha Nirdefa Das Hashem, that we should run and pursue Das Hashem. So he said, okay, that what they're doing, he also used to run. So Lechura, mitzad the Gemara, the sugya is a sugya of how much is the quote-unquote machshir mitzvah of Talmud Torah deicha Shabbos. The Shalom brings from here, he doesn't bring it from here, he just says it, and it's obviously he's taken from here, that there's a chiyuv and a mitzvah to run to the shir. It's not the pshat, they were late to the shir and they were running, and it was just, that was the only way to get there on time, but that's mitzad, it's also a mitzvah. L'chur, it's not true. In Yoni Shabbos, machshir mitzvahs don't have the chetimtza, don't have the same dag as mitzvah. So, where would be the heter? That's why the Shalos says the heter was not b'teiras machshir mitzvah. That if you're late to the shir, you need to run. So why didn't tell the Chachamim, Rabbi Yisai, if you'd really be shomer Shabbos, you'd wake up a quarter of an hour earlier from your nap and go to shir on time. Why didn't he have that? Why didn't he put it that way? That's what that way you won't have to be doicha Shabbos, and it's efshel kaim shneim. The terrace, the shalot they heard from this Gemara, that there's a chiyuv to go and to be and to run to the shir is a mitzvah, just like the mitzvah of the shir itself. It's not a machshir mitzvah dekalacha, but it's a goof inyan in its own right. And let's explain it. The koyach achius, we asked on the Chazal that said vayelchu vayasu, that here you have a schar alicha like a schar mitzvah. Vayelchu vayasu is when a person does a mitzvah and he does it, that's an expression of his physical reaction. HaKadosh Baruch Hu banged over his head, he follows. Just like when a person follows orders, an animal, a very low animal, will only respond to physical stimuli. You give an electric shock, it goes this way, the other way. You dangle food, it goes this direction. A bigger balchai who's a little bit more developed will associate commands. If 10 times he's been hit for disobeying a command, the 11th time he'll not do it without being hit. That's a partial balchai. But so when a person does a mitzvah because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzaven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was biyodei to be meinish, to be meitiv, that person is just responding. It's like a plant. Plants also, they grow away from the light, they grow towards the light, there's a phototropism, there's a hydrotropism, they grow towards the water, towards the sun. It's a natural bending towards where it can get mochias. That's not a koyach achios of a person. That's not a koyach that we're talking about. In a mitzvah, if a person is a chios, if a person lives a mitzvah, then the person is, then the person goes to the mitzvah. L'chune ranin l'ashem akeinu. Let's go and daven. There's something in the person pushing him. It's driving him because it's a koyach of inner chiyus that pushes him to do something. And b'meila he's doing. It says the Radak says in Breishis that by the Ovis it says Asher is halchu lefanai. So he says, what does this halchul fanai mean? That they did mitzvahs belev ubemaisa. Hiluch includes the lev as well. The act that describes how much you drove to do it, how much chiyus was pushing that way, that's through the maisa of halicha. It's the zrizus which expresses itself, the act that expresses it is halicha. B'meila, when Chazal talk about the Schar Halicha, they're not talking about the difficulties of machshir mitzvah. They're talking about it, was it a living mitzvah or dead mitzvah? Was the neshama in it? Was the chias in it or not? Did the person have a din of a tzemach, you know, bending because he's gotten used to the fact that if a Kodesh Baruch Hu says you better do it, or and it's kedai to do it, or is there a certain inner eagerness to do it because that's coming mitzad the koyach of chius in the person? That is the pshat nechazal that vayilchu vayasu that the schar alich and schar asiyah. It's the element schar asiyah is the oilam of the ivarim. Schar alicha is actually the oilam of the lev. The lev expresses itself. Halicha is a proactive approach towards it, rather than the other way around. The concept of amelus b'teira, of yigiyah b'teira, and so on. Let's try to understand mitzad its pnimius. One way of looking at it is, what drives a person when he's being amel b'teira? So we usually, or many times, we associate it. I mean, a very simple way of saying it, and a very shallow way is, somebody means he learns a lot of hours very intensely, so he manages to learn a lot, know it really well. So it's another one of the many, many synonyms for asmada. That's a very shallow understanding of amel b'teira. He can know more, he can know deeper because he can find out a better pshat. It's a way of saying I get more bang for the buck because in the hour I can learn what other people learn in 2 hours if I do it intensely. So basically you're just expressing hasmad of sorts. Amel's b'teira could be associated with midas emes. I want to know what really is pshat. I'm not content with what's on the surface of it. Also animus, the real pshat is the motivation of amelus b'teira. The drive of amelus b'teira is that the person proactively seeks to understand, as opposed to listening and taking in what he was told. If I'm in a framework, or an army, or any type of framework that I have to listen and do what I'm told to do. So, like we said before, if the person's been conditioned enough and he knows it's not kedai not to do it, and it's kedai to do it, so the person makes every effort to do it. And he does it, but he's not going to think into it. He's not willing to go into it. There's no drive to get into it, to understand it, to work out the ramifications. You know, you said this, I did this. That's it. A person who has proactive learning seeks out emes and chachma. So the person is proactively pursuing the emes. That's Yigiyah B'Torah. Yigiyah B'Torah means to pursue Torah. What Halicha is in the person who is, what Halicha is to the person going to do a mitzvah, that's what Yigiyah is to the person that's learning. And that's the pshat that in Chukoyse Telechu is it's going on a Melos B'Torah, because Halicha always expresses a drive to want to be there, to want to do it. It's an inner need that I'm pushing forward and going past myself. So when I first heard it, I understood X. I can drive further and understand further than X. And if I drive further, I can understand still further than that. That is what that Koyach of Amelus is. And that's why Chazal say over here that it's that Amelus B'Torah is Dafka, something which is a Kodesh Baruch Hu misavet amelus b'teira. And we asked, why in the world is this picked as the misave? So the pshat's like this. All Kodesh Baruch Hu reacts to us mida keneged mida. everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us is as we do. Hashem Tzilcha and so on and so forth. So every Maisa Mitzvah that we express in it a good Maisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu counters with a good Maisa. The relationship is on the level of the Olam HaMaisa. Those mitzvahs that expresses our ratzon or our taiva to do it, that kaviyochol HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a taiva for that. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misave to the word misave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a description of the parallel relationship. Lemashal, if a person does something for me, person helped me, person did X or Y or Z, so mentally I make a note, I need to reciprocate. He spent 1 hour of time doing X amount of tirdus, I owe him 1 hour of time at X amount of tirdus. But let's say the person does something for me, and I see how much the person wants to do it for me. I see how much he went and looked to do something for me. So my mental note is, I need to find a way to express to him that I want to do for him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's misave means that the tzezelu maseh, the chelik of the mitzvah that reflects kavayochol rotzen and taiva, so which taiva in our part reflects rotzen and taiva from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why the term HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misave tamelus b'toira, especially tamelus b'toira. Amelus b'toira expresses our taiva to understand it, to know, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reaction to that is kaviyochol HaKadosh Baruch Hu's misave to the Amelus of Yisrael. On the Ovis, it says, "Ashes halchu lefonai." The word "kumis halik" is used often. Rav Shamshon Fol Hirsch, it's a strange term. It's kumat, rarely used in other places. The word halicha is used tons of places. His halach, kum his halach lefonai ve'yisomim, ashes halchu lefonai, his halach. That's a strange type of term used, bigger by the others in the earlier parshas. So, Shmuel Hirsch explains that his halach, as opposed to hiluch, expresses an internal desire as opposed to an external pressure or something external compelling me. For instance, if I want to go someplace, if I need to go someplace because I'm thirsty and I need to get a drink, I walk over there because there's water over there. That's hiluch. That's not his halach. It's a need that I couldn't that I couldn't satisfy here, and I need to go there and take it. That is described by hiluch. And it's a description of the feet, nothing more. And in that sense, locomotion is simply an act of a hechsher mitzvah for the rest of the person. His halach means something drove me to go there. Like a person who's searching for something and he's restless because he needs to go there. That's his halach. His halach is a tenua that where the person's insides are pushing him to go somewhere. His halach refana, he says, is the others were the ones, they didn't schlep along with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were driven. Their metzias drove them to accompany HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to go with him. That's the Avos Hashem's halchu lefonai. They didn't come along. When I knocked on the door and I said, would you like to come for a walk? The Avos responded, yes, why not? The Avos were restless, waiting for when HaKadosh Baruch Hu would take them, kaviyahu, with him. That's this halach of the Avos. it's probably when we look at people, and we try to distinguish. Everybody has his good things that he does, and everything has his shortcomings, and everybody has the things you can, you know, you can say need a tikkun and things that don't need a tikkun. Those are all facets of a personality, and you can't be done one over the other. You can't divide between the people that have this milah. One person is a bigger masmid, one person is a bigger bal regesh, bal tefillah, one person is a bigger bal maisa, bal chesed, one person is a bigger bal midas. There are many, many facets to a person. Everybody has his complements of plus and minuses. So that's hard to line up people and say this is going to be a dividing line. But there is a dividing line. There are people who do things because they're passive about it. Listen, they were given to understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu is emes, Torah is emes, there's char, there's einish, there's a good feeling coming to the mitzvahs, and the person drags along. That's lacking hiluch. A person is learning, and his mind never races to ask, not a question, but it's never pushing, you know, I hear what you're saying, it's still not clear. I need to push because what I'm getting is not quite there. Instead of the person saying, well, may I quote you, this is what you said, and that's fine, Vishinantam, and that's it. There's no, I know it, and I can repeat it to you, and I give it over to you, and that's it. The difference between active and proactive, between proactive and passive, is the difference between chai and tzomeach. It's Rizus versus Atzilus. It's Halicha without versus no Halicha. That is the sharp division between the living and the dead in a certain sense. Avos were called Avos. Avos weren't big tzaddikim. Avos were people that pushed ahead the next generations because there was Halchu Lefanai. Others were the ones that they brought out in themselves a burning drive to Avodas Hashem, and therefore it became a chius and a chai is molded and a chai gives over. That is the koyach of his halik. That's halicha, and that's most more than anything else his halik. In learning, it's all other mitzvahs. Most of the mitzvahs we do come to us anyway. But that when a person primes himself, a mashal, it's stucker. So there's a way of thinking about, well, the guy's at the door. I've got no eitzah and I've got to go give him money. Or the person can say, there's an opportunity to be a grandson of Avraham Avinu that stood out in the hot sun when he was sick, and it might have even been supper time, and he was waiting to do something. He was an oreach. He was a ma'areach. He was looking for a reach. I have hidden mukhrim zuman. It's a chance. I'm looking for it. I know it's hard. The person can't fool himself at the thing that I'm. But the tzara toiv should be active. A person a person goes to davening, he can say to himself, I'm now going to be misatif and talis and tefillin and stand in front of Rebbeinu Shalom. Even if you're tired, you can be honest that you're tired, but this is what I'm going to do. The person puts in himself a nekudas of anticipation, and it becomes a proactive thing. It becomes something that the person, the halicha to the mitzvah, l'chun erana l'Hashem, let's go and be meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not niranin. Niranin in Lashon Kodesh means to be to meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'chun erana l'Hashem means let us go and do it. It's coming from me. It's not because the bell rang and it's time for them, but I'm coming there. In learning more than any place else, this is the every minute of learning expresses this or the other. Tefillah, once you're there, you're there. In learning, this is a dividing line in every single learning. I could sit back and absorb, or I can push to understand. I can push to learn. The pushing is not just so I get more accomplished. it's coming with a bigger hasmada. The push, the midah of the zrizus, the pushing, describes the chiyus of the person. Is it a chai or is it a tzemeach? Did I learn it just with like a tzemeach? And every plant, if there's water around, it absorbs it. If there's sunlight there, it absorbs it. That's fine. But if it doesn't, if it can't move, if it's not expressing its rotzen through the halicha, through the ritza, then there's no, then it's doing it b'tayr sameach, and you don't have the schar halicha. The schar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misavetu, the mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misavetu, are these chelik of Torah, because the chelik of ma'isa is ma'isa versus ma'isa. The chelik of yigia and amol and halicha is expression of the person's taivus and ritzainus and ava. That's what it's an expression of. And when a person does it so with that oifen, then that's what he's expressing. As halach lefnei Hashem ba'artzis achayim, his halchus is a description of artzis achayim. The land of the living does not have walking people, but it has in itself the maila of mishalchim. The land of the living is not the people that walk the walk, it's the people that are restless to walk. It's the people that are driven to walk, that they can't wait to move forward. That's as halach Hashem b'artzis achayim means that hiluch in artzis achayim lefnei Hashem requires drive. That's what it requires. And the scharfet, it says at the end is atayli mochem began Eden. The hishalchus of the person, the schar for us in this world, the schar for the maisim we do is Gan Eden. That's the schar, and that's. But the schar for the schar halicha is described as atayli mochem began Eden. The halicha of the person is the rutzen, the chiyus pnimis of the person that is described in the Chazal of Atayamach and Ganeden. For every nekuda of cheshik that we stimulate in ourselves, that we develop in ourselves, the drive, the restlessness, the proactiveness, and to limit Torah and havanas atay befrat, that makes us a chelik of the artist Achayim, and the schar for that is the Atayel Mechem Gan Eden Beinatim Fachdimen. Since